Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. My name is David Fournier, and you are here on the 19th Hole Disc Golf News and Views Podcast. Special edition. If you're listening to this, hopefully you're a player, participant, interested party in a major tournament event that is coming up in just a couple of days. And in a moment, I'll be turning the mic over to none other than the tournament director of this event, Curtis Paul. This is the Disc Golf Country presents the King of the Springs, driven by Innova Champion Discs and hosted by Top Shelf Disc Supply and Quickway Disc. Special shout out to some of the sponsors that have helped to put this together. Disc Golf Country, Top Shelf Disc Supply, Quickway Disc, by the way, a local in-town sales. Disc Revolution, Tempe Krieger, my buddy Tempe over at Team Secunde at Remax Properties. Also Birdie Out, Flying Disc Collectors Festival, Biz Choice Transportation, and of course the heavy hitting name of Innova Champion Discs. I've been playing disc golf for quite some time, and I got here in Colorado Springs in February of 2009, and I have never been more excited than I was to meet Curtis Paul and Top Shelf Disc Supply and get to just kind of watch it and be part of what was happening. But to see this large, a B-tier undertaking, 2 days, four rounds, four locations, the organization it takes, and everything. So this podcast, by the way, is unique for this event and also for the players and participants. There's going to be a ton of great information, but I want to get started by introducing just an all-around good man, and I just really love him as a brother on the disc golf course. He's been good to me, from Top Shelf Disc Supply, Curtis Paul. Curtis, thanks for hanging out with us, and I'm going to turn it over to you so you can start getting the info about this massive undertaking out on the air.
Hey, David, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And thanks for everyone who's tuning in live, and look forward to getting this link out here shortly so we can get the word out on some of the items we got going on this weekend. I'm super excited. We got a fun, packed weekend full of just different items. You know, I'll start off by saying I want to thank our sponsors again. It's been a fun year, and we're kind of concluding the year with a fun event for the community. Working with Nob over at Quick Disc and Sean Collins over at Disc Golf Country to put together this event. And we'll be offering a B-tier sanctioned event this weekend at Rampart and Cottonwood on Saturday. And then we'll go ahead and feature Widefield and Aviary on Sunday. So we're excited about featuring those four courses at this year's event. This is the first King of the Springs, and we look forward to doing this on an annual basis. And so what I was going to go over today was a little bit about some of the player meeting items. I think the biggest item that I will say is we are going to get an early start in. We have a lot of disc golf to play, and at the end of the day, we got to get it in under some tightened light restrictions, with Sunday being daylight savings. So highlighting that each day we will start on the course. Those air horns will sound at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will tee off then. We'll have a quick hour break for lunch, and then we go ahead and convene over at the next course and shotgun start yet again. For this event, we're going to be doing our live scoring on PDGA, so it is encouraged that we do some form of a backup there, whether that's U-Disc, paper card, just to check those at the end. We've had mishaps in the past with PDGA live scoring kind of just deadened out on people, to where their scores were completely erased and had to be re-entered and that sort of thing. So it's really important that we have a backup for that. But we will be doing live scoring, and there will be an email that comes out on that. And then the courses that we're playing and those particular OBs that will be in play as well, because there's a lot of those out there, as you guys know. Rampart will have more than a handful, and we will actually be laying down some rope at Cottonwood to have some OB lines in between fairways as you get into that back part. And so look for that and details on that in the email that will come here shortly. I appreciate everyone's patience on that. It's been a little bit to put that all together. It's actually kind of cool and unique that we actually have multiple people setting these layouts for us on these different courses. I think we have four different people that have come up with these different layouts. We have Knopf, who's setting the Cottonwood course, and a little surprise there, we will be playing on new baskets. And then we got the Frizen crew, who's going to be hosting a Saturday night event that has set that layout for us at Aviary along with Josh Rosa, who's assistant TD actually for this event that we're having. And then we also have myself, who set up the wide field, and then Andy, who set up the rampart layout. So it's exciting to kind of see everyone's input into the different layouts, and we'll see how that kind of folds out this weekend. But what we got going on is we had to kind of mix up some of these different divisions and courses that they'll be playing. So all the hole assignments for round one are posted on PDGA right now. I'll just quickly highlight that for round one, open women, pro masters 40 plus, advanced, and amateur masters 40 plus will all be starting at Cottonwood on Saturday morning. And you could call that A pool, if you will. And then B pool, starting with amateur masters, women 50 plus, amateur masters 60 plus, intermediate women, recreational, will all be starting on Rampart's course on Saturday morning. And then they'll make that switch in the afternoon. And that will conclude Saturday, and we'll move over to Sunday, where we have a breakout where the Pro A pool is playing over at Aviary in the morning, and then they wrap up in the afternoon over at Widefield, and vice versa for B pool there. And those whole assignments and scoring will all be done on PDGA for everyone to take a look at. I think it will go a long way at lunch. Instead of adding up scorecards and that sort of thing, we'll be ready to move over to the next course. We will take just a quick hour break, and we'll go ahead and start an hour after the last group is in from the other course. So kind of just hustle over to the other course, get ready, eat a snack or a lunch there in your car on the way or whatever, and be ready to play. And in the event, I do want to highlight, again, there is going to be a lot of OB out there. We will be sending out an email that outlines all those things. Once we start getting the courses like Widefield, you'll see that the email will refer to course T signs. Widefield has some brand new T signs out there that make it very easy to understand what OB is and isn't. So we'll be just mirroring whatever's off those T signs in those cases. But for the tournament, the other big thing we want to highlight is the 2-meter rule is not in effect. We will not be playing the 2-meter rule. We will only be playing the marked OB or surrounded by water. If you're in the creek at Widefield, that sort of thing. Look for that in the email that comes out here with the live scoring link for you guys to do that. I think the big highlight for this event is we are not taking a wait list. So we've got a number of people asking about that. I think at this moment of the game, everyone that signed up will be playing. We do know there will be maybe some pop-outs here and there. So, you know, if you are really interested in the event, please follow us closely online and you can maybe squeeze in. But we are not taking any type of waitlist deal. We have enough against us with the time change and other things this weekend. We want to be focused on the event and those that signed up and provide the best event that we can possible. So to that, I think I've really covered everything about play, and you know, look for those emails again. I just want to highlight pros will be playing with for cash, and Nav has put up $1,000 for first place MPO. Will receive an additional $1,000 with their tournament payouts. Advanced M1 will be taking home an additional $200 in script for the store, is what Nav is throwing in their special. We do have a little bit of added cash with the tournament sponsors that we have. And other things. So we're looking forward to a pretty healthy payout for pros. And also for the AMs, we're excited to have a player's pack that consists of a shirt, a tournament disc, a top shelf sticker, and a pencil. You will see, I think we ordered about 90 shirts, so some folks will have to get a second disc instead for those late signups. And we'll work all those out if you're an AM player. If you check in the morning, we will be handing those out. We'll be handing them out at lunch a little bit, and we'll also have them at the players' party on Saturday night. So just kind of pick up those players' packs throughout the weekend, and we'll go ahead and we'll talk a little bit about the players' party next, which I'm really excited about. QuickDisc has put together a fun night for us on Saturday night, and they've rented out the Overtime Sports Bar and Grill over there on 2809 Dublin Boulevard, right there next to Nav's QuickDisc shop. by the gas station and everything there. It's in the same little plaza. So we'll be meeting over there on Saturday. Once you wrap up with your round, you can head right over. You can meet us over there in an hour or two after your round. We'll be kind of hanging out there all night. We'll have dinner for everybody. I believe drinks will be an added cost if you'd like to partake in that. But it's a great sports little venue. It looks like there'll be some good sports to watch on TV that night. We'll have some putting games. And we're also going to be hosting our raffle. And we have a basket to raffle off. We got a whole bunch of discs and other swag-type items that we look forward to raffling off on Saturday night. And that's a present-to-win type deal. So we look forward to seeing you guys out there. And we'll be selling raffle tickets throughout the day on Saturday and building that up for Saturday night. So we look forward to doing all that and hanging out. And Sunday, we'll wrap up over at Aviary. So everybody that finishes at Widefield can drive over to Aviary's parking lot over there by hole 5, and we're going to just kind of do a late night quick awards right there in the parking lot. And what's unique about our awards is we're actually going to be having first place trophies for all divisions, and then we are going to be dubbing the King of the Springs, the Queen of the Springs. And what's exciting here is it doesn't matter what division you're in, the hot score, total score, will be the King of the Springs. So you can be in rec, you can be in pro, you can be in AM60, it doesn't matter what you're in. If you have the hot score, you will be dubbed the King of the Springs, the Queen of the Springs. So we're excited to do that. And then also another little unique deal that we got going on is we will be handing out unique trophies, kind of a twist off the Game of Thrones. And what we'll be doing is dubbing wardens for each course. So the highest score on the course will receive a warden trophy, and they'll be the warden for that particular course. So that's another little unique twist that we got going on for the event, and just a little surprise there at the end. So excited to kind of dub those folks, and, you know, awesome title to have for the year, and bragging rights obviously on the line here. So, you know, super exciting, and, you know, want to thank Nav again and Quick Discs for all the different you know, perks they've given us for this event. I think it's huge. We got some fun things lined up, and with those baskets out there, I'm really excited to put some use to those, and, you know, sky's the limit on kind of what we can do this weekend.
Now, Curtis, when you were planning this thing and putting it together, and I've had a chance to be around you now for, gosh, almost 5 or 6 months for different events, and to see the growth of it, this thing sold out. I mean, it's sold out. How exciting is that for you?
You know, I think it's super exciting. Again, part of a team that is putting this on, and I know we're all super excited as a crew. I don't think we anticipated it filling, to be honest with you. And, you know, to do that, it's just been a testament to the community we have out here and the enjoyment Disc Golf brings to the community. And, you know, just look forward to hosting the event to put some smiles on faces and have some fun outdoors and throw some frisbees.
Right. Anything else you need to share before we close it out?
No, it's just, again, a big thank you to all the sponsors. And, again, Josh Rosa for assistant TDing and helping me out on the other course. I'll be holding down one. Josh will be holding down the other. And, you know, we have a gang of folks that will be kind of helping out on the side with all the other tasks. So I appreciate everyone's help, support across the community. And I look forward to having a good event this weekend and having more to come. And some of those events that we have upcoming, we got a Top Shelf pop-up on actually the 21st. So if you missed out on King of the Springs, we do have a C-tier one-day event on Sunday the 21st. And then we also have a doubles event on December 19th as well that will be an all-cash payout deal. Just kind of come out and have some fun snow shenanigans, hopefully. And, yeah, so we got two fun ones to wrap up the year, both at Widefield. Another shout out to Frizen and those guys that are hosting the event on Saturday night. If you got nothing to do, and I'm not quite sure what their spots look like, but I know they're always willing and able to host some more folks, and you know, are out there having fun as well. So definitely check those guys out on Saturday night. They're going to do a glow round over at Aviary, and so a big shout out to those guys, and hopefully they have a great event as well. And just look forward to a fun weekend in the Springs.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to Curtis, Paul, all the sponsors. We'll go over as you're listening, as all the players listening to this thing, this is like a monumental moment in disc golf in Colorado Springs. This is huge. We've been asking for it, and here it is. It's on our doorstep. Those of you that signed up and said, yeah, I'm going to get involved, and you jumped in as players, man, God bless you guys for jumping in. This is such a huge undertaking, an amazing event. Once again, Curtis, thank you so much for spending time with me. We're going to have this link out available to everybody. The link will be good all day until Sunday afternoon. That's when we'll pull the link down. Any information you need, you can find it here on this recording. Again, thank you so much, Curtis, for holding this and coming on and getting us a chance to get some information out to the players.
Hey, well, again, thank you, David, for having me on, and look forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
Very good, and we'll have this link available for you guys in about 15 minutes and have it out there in the either email or on the social medias. Thanks again, guys, and good night.